Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
So when it comes to Justin Bieber, I've already went over all the accolades you needed to know and the overall album coverage as far as Justin Bieber swag. So if you type in swag, analytic dreams with a Z, it should pop up as far as me just putting immense respect on Justin Bieber's name. Now I want to get specifically more into the life of Justin Bieber currently and his current rollout, as with Gunna, with Sexy Red being a feature that people are saying might end up on the album. Safe to say the wheels start turning as far as who else could end up on this album. I do not believe for one second Drake will help anybody overcome him as far as the charts when he just put out a single. But if he did put out a feature on Justin Bieber's album, I could see him promoting it, but let's just say I made this fact up, right? Let's just say I made this future, what I'm about to say, up. Like, you know what I mean? Maybe I just made this up. Justin Bieber was supposed to be on Die Trying. If Drake is a little salty and Justin Bieber wants a feature for his album Swag, does it happen? Does it happen if the preceding events is truthful, or if it's not truthful and I'm just making it up? Y'all just let me know. But at the end of the day, if somebody's a little salty, should they give you a verse for your album if you didn't do one for theirs? Even if you're Justin Bieber looking at Drake, right? So I don't know who's going to be featured on this album. It's easily going to be a top two album as far as the next week chart data. Will they be number one? That's a huge concern. Justice, that was dropped, as far as his last project, sold 154,000 first week. But the thing with that is, it's been 5 years, it's been 4 years since his last project, which was Justice in 2021, that sold 154,000. So as far as the hiatus, safe to say that you should see some type of increase in streams as far as first week sales, because you haven't put out a project in 2021. Now, obviously, this man, Justin Bieber, has been active in the musical field, because he put out a good amount of singles in between time, as far as Private Landing, Snooze, Beautiful Love, Honest, I Feel Funny, Up at Night, Attention. Now, I'm just talking about his musical output. Lonely Christmas with Bryson Tiller. Like, he's been active. And that, well, actually, Lonely Christmas was in 2021. But you get the point. He hasn't been like completely silent. He's been putting out things. And Private Landing, I believe, was a very certified hit for quite some time. And Snooze with SZA, I covered that way before that even happened, because they shot a music video and I believe it leaked or something like that. So actually, let me see. When did I cover that? So SZA, Justin Bieber. I do remember covering that. Let me see. SZA. Okay, let me just type her name in. So you have SZA. Oh yeah, SZA and Justin Bieber Snooze. This here we go. So I covered that all the way back in August 29th, 2023. Fast forward to 2025, I would not be surprised if SZA's on this album, because when it comes to SZA and her having the seventh most played project in the world as far as SOS, I think Justin Bieber's going to need a superstar-like figure besides himself on his album if he wants to top the charts as far as Morgan Wallen. Now, analytics ain't everything, but as far as Justin Bieber, to debut at number two when I think consistently he's had number one, even with Justice selling 154,000 when it came out back in 2021, it still went number one, because in that specific time nobody put out an album that had more than 150,000 first week, right? But Morgan Wallen been running the charts since like May something, right? I remember I went over it in the last segment. Let me see. So May 16th, I do believe, objectively speaking, Morgan Wallen has had the number one album, the number one most played project in the world. I'm talking about analytically, not quality. Analytically speaking, he's had the most played project in the world since May 16th. Currently, he's doing around 170,000 each and every week. If you look at Justice, it sold 154,000 first week. 2025, streaming has been seeing an interesting decrease. So I'm not saying that he's going to sell less than Justice in 2021 as far as 154,000, but I wouldn't be surprised if he comes close to beating Morgan Wallen and just doesn't surpass him. But I'm open to being wrong, because he could have a 2012 type of appeal when he had 374,000 just because of the long hiatus he took. Because a four-year hiatus is not the first time he's taken a hiatus. Purpose came out in 2015. Changes came out in 2020, and he didn't see an increase, which is bewildering to me and probably to him. He took a five-year hiatus, came back with his album Changes after his most successful first week sales ever as far as his album Purpose in 5,522,000. And then he ended up, after that five-year hiatus, he ended up decreasing in first week sales to 231,000. So just because he took a huge hiatus does not mean that people are going to gravitate more to his album, which brings me back to the ultimate point. Will he continue his streak of having a number one album? And with that being said, now we're going to get into, that's my coverage of Justin Bieber, the Swag album, that may or may not be releasing at midnight, or maybe it's just a single. Now we're going to get into the GOAT of hip hop, which is Aubrey Drake Graham, as I do believe I want him on this project. So now we're going to continue my coverage and just talk about why I want Drake. Yes, like Big Sean said, everything comes back to Drake, and I want him on this album. So we're going to get into why in the next segment.